Yeah, let me call this pool up. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, man, let's call that pool. Hey, dog, it's Chaotic. What's going on, man?
Man, I don't know what's going on, dog. I'm just chilling, waiting for the girls to call.
The hell you mean you know what's going on? It's a pool call. Call somebody.
All right, hold up.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Good Game Guys with your hosts, Jason,
DKO,
and I'm Deck. I'm still simple-minded. Thank you for the pilot for that, by the way. That was, you dick. No one likes you. Get out.
Everyone does.
Everybody really seems to like the TK. Oh! Moving on. So, I figure we're going to go ahead and start the show off with some questions that kind of arise from all of us as gamers as a whole, if you would mind indulging me for a brief moment, guys.
Okay.
So, as a gamer, I'm pretty much a pretty good fan of, you know, survival horrors, if you will, right? You guys like survival horrors.
AKA, oh my god, I don't have enough ammo! Run away! Where'd you come from?
But, you know, in all seriousness, though, I mean, you guys are fans of, like, old-school survival horrors, like Resident Evil, Silent Hill, and all those fun type of games, right?
Silent Hill, yes. Resident Evil, not really.
Well, hold on for a moment.
Hold up.
We'll get into that, because my
Nani?
Initial... Hold on, T.
Hold your roll, dude.
Because right now, my question...
My roll is out of control.
I feel, anyway, I wonder this. Is survival horror dead as a genre? Let's start off with Dag. What do you think?
I think no.
No?
I think no. The reason I think this is because I recently got to play all the way through The Last of Us, and I started my first game on hard, where you don't really have a lot of ammo, so you got to kind of be sneaky and
Ninja.
Terrified. And then there's, of course, the storyline, which, if you think about it on a psychological perspective, like, these people have been dealing with the apocalyptic scenario of a zombie plague, basically, for the past 20 years. Like,
20 years?
20 fucking years.
So they didn't do the whole, it just started. Wow.
They do in the prologue. Like, the very beginning, like, you're seeing the very beginning of it, and then when you actually start playing the game, it's 20 years later.
Holy crap, that's kind of innovative.
It's a big time jump.
That's actually kind of Fallout-y.
It's a big time jump. But they do it in such a fashion that it's both elegant and well explained, and gives you a lot of time to fill in on your own. It also gives the developer a lot of time to come up with new DLC. But you begin to speculate, like...
You said the letters I hate.
I know, I'm sorry. But...
hate those letters.
Okay.
I hate those letters almost as much as I hate the letters IRS.
Equivalently, I hate IOU.
True.
But we digress.
Continuing from your point, if you will.
Great minds.
Right. But the Last of Us was recent, and I think that is going to take Game of the Year 2013, cross fingers. Like, I'm personally, it's not perfect, but it's the only game.
What game
in,
is?
It's the only game I have ever personally given a 10 out of 10. Bring on the DLC. I want more of that experience.
Yeah, but to be fair enough, if I may counter-inject with some of the points that you pointed out, I can agree with you on a certain level that playing on the harder difficulty of The Last of Us can, in fact, bring out the survival horror element. But at the end of the day, The Last of Us still kind of is, in its own right, a third-person shooter, which
sure.
is brought out
so
more.
So Resident
because,
Evil, then?
Yes, actually,
yeah.
Resident Evil very much did turn into a third-person
and
shooter.
And Silent Hill.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, actually.
The best survival horrors are third-person, because it's
no,
creepy.
No, not originally. The best of survival horrors were straight up the tank controls. Back in the old days of Resident Evil 1, 2... Three.
It's still third person, though.
Well, Silent Hill 1 had an isometric perspective.
Yes, but
you...
it was still very much a tank control kind of a game, where you still had to kind of turn the person around as opposed to immediately react as you will.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what kind of draw... That's what I feel as a survival horror game, actually feel that it actually brings out more tension, more horror to the game, if you will. Like, walk with me back in the old days of the 1990s to when the first Resident Evil game came out.
Shit, I remember the 80s.
Don't stop believing.
All right, we have
we
to
had
talk
our
about
we had our
journey
moment.
Okay.
Okay.
We've been on that journey. We're sorry. We're sorry that you took that we took you with us.
No, we're not.
I personally apologize for the horribleness with which these two.
Anyway, travel back in time with me to the 1990s when Resident Evil first came out. You know, bad dialogues and all that fun stuff.
Wait, Jason, don't open that door.
But Chris is. Oh, man, but anyway.
I hate you both.
Yeah, I bet you do. Anyway, now, one of the things that you kind of noticed is that immediately when you started playing the original Resident Evil, that you kind of found out that the controls were kind of a little clunky, if you will, back in the day. But that added to the initial tension of the game itself.
Sure.
Like, I'm going to go ahead and skip to one of the more horrifying parts of the game itself. And you may call this a straight-up jump scare or whatever. But does anybody remember when the hunters first showed up?
Who doesn't? Yeah.
No. In Resident Evil.
I still have my stained pair of underwear when them fuckers first.
Okay, do you remember what a hunter was in Resident Evil?
Big green dudes with Freddy Krueger claws this long. They would jump and lunge at you, and then your head falls off.
And they were fast.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
Dude, they were also in Resident Evil 3.
All right, well, let me...
I remember the 80s, but the 90s were sort of a drug-fueled blur.
Fair enough.
Oh, man. But my point right now is that just kind of going to the very notion of the hunters that was capable of straight-up lunging at you, and they were faster and possibly even more powerful than your straight-up zombies or even the zombie dogs, if you will. And you had that
clunky...
They were
not faster than the zombie dogs.
Your mileage may vary. But they were still... It was still just a very moment where they were faster for you to really properly react.
No, the problem was when you go, oh my god, after you were done screaming like a little girl, and you unloaded a shot, you just fired your shotgun, they were still standing.
Mm-hmm.
After you fired your shotgun.
Pretty much.
That, my friend, was fucking scary.
And that's the horror that I'm getting to right now in the old Resident Evil, the old Silent Hills, if you will. Right. Which I feel is kind of missing this day and age. Aaron, what do you think about that?
Okay, I agree to a certain extent. I have not played The Last of Us. But Resident Evil has evolved into something different, which I find understandable. Because the main characters are Chris, ex-Special Forces, and you have Leon. Went through the Raccoon City joint, which means now he's not going to be, you know, some scrub. He's going to have some moves, he's going to be able to handle himself in close quarters, and like I said, he's been doing this for years.
Can he move and shoot at the same time, finally?
In Resident Evil 6, yes, you can finally move and shoot at the same time.
Oh, Resident Evil 6. Hey, look, it's a hooker giving a giraffe a blowjob.
I would pay to see that.
You've seen it in the 6 in Resident Evil 6, and now that you know, you will never unsee it.
You just hit me like with the whole Disney thing and the penis and the Little Mermaid's castle. Okay, like really, you have to do that to me. My childhood, dog, my childhood.
Resident Evil 6 was your childhood?
No, Little Mermaid.
I thought you're older than I am. What's wrong
little
with you?
Little Mermaid, man.
I didn't do Little Mermaid. Disney did the Little Mermaid. What
now, here my question is for you guys. What old school survival horror game would you like to see, like, done again, but authentically? Now, not necessarily with the whole, I'm a robot when I shoot, but just the feel of it.
Honestly speaking, I don't think it could be done.
What?
I don't think such a thing could really be done to bring back the authenticity of the old survival horror games, because when you start doing that, if I may for a moment, you start getting into the Resident Evil 4 territory and then up. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed Resident Evil 4. Resident Evil 4 was fucking fun. I even enjoyed 5, even to a certain level 6. But the issue is that it turns straight up into a third-person shooter as opposed to the zombie survival horror game
Resident Evil 6 is messed up. This one took the survival horror out of it. In Resident Evil 6, you felt like the characters were there, it was their job, and that they were properly equipped to handle their job. That's what it felt like. The other Resident Evils, it was more like, I'm just some person, and I'm being thrown in a situation. After 3. Resident Evil 4, it started feeling like you were a professional.
Well, to be fair, like, Jill Valentine in Resident Evil 3 at this point should have been well prepared for the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, no, I didn't. The only thing
and yet she was still having trouble with it?
The only thing that
shit, fucking Resident Evil Code Veronica, Clara, and Chris, you're going to tell me they're not prepared for another zombie outbreak?
Those I didn't find scary. I didn't find anything scary about Veronica, and the only thing I found scary about Resident Evil 3 was when Nemesis opened the door and kept chasing
me. Fair enough, but the argument at that point isn't really, was it scary? Your argument right now is that it's more understandable about why it's not scary at this point, because these are people that have gone through hell and back.
Well, no,
in the first two Resident Evils.
They're equipped. They're properly equipped to deal with this now. It's like
they went there to kick ass and chew bubble gum.
Exactly. That's the thing.
But that's not scary. That's not survival horror. That's, we're here to do a job, and we're going to stick here till that job is done, as opposed to, I'm fucking terrified and shitting my pants.
Now, the only way right now that they can make a new Resident...
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
Now, the only way right now that they can make a new Resident Evil game and have it be authentic would be you're not Chris, you're not Leon, you're none of the main characters.
Just
you are Joe Schmo. You are, you know, Officer Jones in the side of the street, and you're seeing a wave of zombies coming at you.
Wasn't
and
that what they tried
the
doing
they
with? Wasn't that what they tried actually doing with Resident Evil Outbreak, though?
Yeah, Outbreak was kind of, I liked Outbreak. It was a multiplayer Resident Evil. You each had like different amounts of items that you could handle, and each character had a different
skill set,
and even different weapons that they used. Outbreak was actually, Outbreak was good.
So, but was it survival horror?
Yes,
it was.
Actually,
it was. Outbreak.
I don't know. I didn't play Outbreak.
Okay,
no, fair enough.
The weakest character was an Asian chick, and she had a backpack. She was an Asian chick, and she had a backpack, right? And she could hold lots of items, but she couldn't, use a lot of weapons, and she had a lot of low health. So, like, you guys, literally, you had to team up. It was multiplayer Resident Evil, like Left 4 Dead, but, you know, and you had to be like, okay, hey, you have, the girl has inventory slots, you gave her the things to hold for you, and she, of course, you kept her alive. You were very dependent on your teammates, and it was very survival horror feel. You felt like you guys were like, all right, how much weed do we have? Okay, I'm gonna hurt. Here, you ahead, smoke this weed. We'll save the first aid sprays. And, you know, say it was.
Was it
good.
Survival horror?
Yes.
Or was it just inventory management escort quest?
No, it was.
It was straight up survival horror. It was
supplies were very restricted.
It was very much the original like Resident Evils, if you will, because it was still like the tank controls. Like I will be the defining point that says old school tank controls
Honestly, I don't really subscribe to the old school survival horror
tank
type game, because Resident Evil for the first up until Nemesis, what it really felt like was a bunch of cheap jump scares. It felt a lot like watching the Blair Witch Project in the theaters opening night with a bunch of teenage girls, and when something that spooked them happened, they screamed bloody murder and gave you a headache that worsened each subsequent time. It wasn't fun, it wasn't enjoyable, it was just more jump scares. It was just like, hey, here's a quick fright, but you're not really scared, you're just frightened.
So Nemesis opening a door didn't just creep you out through the entire game? Because you don't know, I'm safe, I got to a door. And also Nemesis like comes in like, hey, I'll be
well,
a huckleberry.
I need to give any examples on this one, but I gotta say, the first Silent Hill, just running through the town, gives you a fucking psychologically uneasy feeling. There's something fucked up with that. And that, to me, feels more like horror than just, oh, I'm gonna pound on a window or whatever to make you jump. Like, it's less jump scare, it was more subtle. But that subtlety is what made it, toward the end of the game, like, I'm at the edge of my seat, and I don't really want to play this anymore because it's fucking scaring the shit out of me.
No, it didn't freak me out that much. Well, personally, no.
Fair enough.
Well, I get the argument where tension builds up more in Silent Hill because of the environment that you're in, of just you can't really see off within a certain distance.
Well, it also depends on your mindset. Like, you know, me, like, in Silent Hill, I was, like, I remember, I go, this is kind of creepy. So, it, like, it focused me, and I'm like, you know, I'm here, I'm gonna get him. I'm gonna kill him. Well, what gets me is...
sure, except for those instances where I don't have a weapon, and I need to run through the city streets, which, by the way, half of which are just missing drops into the fucking void, and I'm being chased by these nightmarish demon bat creatures.
Oh, yeah, those things.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you this.
And
I'll
it was
give
sort
this.
Of like, run the fuck away or die.
The radio was very, very, very creepy.
God damn it, the static and the flashlight?
Yeah, you're like, yeah, there were certain moments where I'm like, my radio's making sounds. Stop it, flashlight. You know, so yeah,
like,
I understand that.
Like, that game was scarier, I think, than the first three Resident Evils combined.
Nah, I'll give it creepier, but scarier... dude, nothing. Okay, I'm running.
I think jump scares are just kind of cheap. Like
No. I'm not talking about
hang
this.
On,
it's not
let
sh-
me,
okay.
Let me finalize my argument.
Okay. Go ahead.
I think that jump scares are kind of cheap, and that like anyone's gonna be frightened if you fucking throw a pipe bomb at them and it explodes anywhere in their vicinity. I think anyone's gonna jump and be frightened if you shatter a window that they're walking next to and jump into it and start beating them down. Like,
I'm sorry to say,
it's a cheap trick that they use in both movies and video games to try to justify the horror statement. Like, the only survival horror portion of that is if you manage to react quick enough, after you toss your controller and fucking freak out for a split second. It doesn't last. It doesn't stick with you. It's a lame, cheap trick.
You see this?
Well,
lame,
okay.
Doesn't stick with you? Are you kidding me? It has been how many years since Resident Evil 2?
Oh, God.
How many years?
Wasn't it 97, 98?
97.
I don't know.
Of all the games in Silent Hill 1, I can remember only the very beginning of the game. With the little creepy babies. That's the only thing I can remember. The little creepy babies and the bat things and of course, the eerie radio. The most vivid memory in my brain from the 90s is when I walked into the media room of the Raccoon City Police Department. And I'm going to check by the cameras to see if there's any hidden items.
Spoiler alert, by the way.
And as I walk back
Please, it's been 20 years. If you haven't experienced it yet, you deserve to have it spoiled.
And as I walk back there... Mr. X comes smashing through the freaking wall. I'm like, oh my God. I scream like a little girl, turn around, say, fuck items, and run my ass out the damn door.
Uh-huh.
Then number two, there's a scene where there's a catwalk. You're over this molten pit of lava, and there's a catwalk into this little tiny room. And you go into the room to turn on some machine or do something, but you look over and you see that there's a monitor of a camera. And you see Tyrant walking across the catwalk. Now, the catwalk's like 3 feet wide, and he happens to be 3 feet wide. Well, yeah. So, you're not running past him, and you're just seeing him walk. And he's just doing this slow Jason Voorhees walk towards you like, I'm gonna come over, kill you, wait till I get my hands on you, right? And you're just sitting there going, yeah! You start crying, and you're loading your weapons and hoping to God you didn't waste all your ammo because you're gonna have to shoot your way through him, and he's just gonna slowly walk into that room and then do horrible, horrible things to you. That has stuck with me forever.
All right. I suppose that's fair, but the original question is survival horror dead? Well, the newer Resident Evils, I didn't play 6 because I couldn't get over the prostitute and giraffe. I just I couldn't get over the 6 itself, and I never played it. I did play 5, partially, and I played... Stop.
Oh, shit. Aaron's Stop. Bringing out the
Yeah,
the
I have to bring out the library right now. Resident Evil 6, and I have to see this giraffe and hooker. I have to see it.
You're making a bunch of noise.
Well, it's just authentic right now.
All right.
Authentication.
Look at that 6.
Holy shit.
You will never unsee that.
Yeah, I know it. I know it.
Oh, my God.
You'll never unsee that.
Ever.
And so I never played the game because I couldn't stop laughing at it.
Oh,
I did play
God.
Resident Evil 5, And it didn't even really feel like a Resident Evil. I played it with the AI first, which was a mistake.
Oh, God,
was it a mistake. I don't remember that bitch's name. Like, Shitheels.
Hot black chick with a sexy accent.
Uh-huh, and absolutely useless everywhere else.
Unless someone is controlling her.
So I played it with the AI, and it sucked. And then I played it with a friend, and it still sucked. And I played it with a friend who professed that they knew every fucking thing it could in the game. And then I played as her, and it still... It wasn't survival horror. It was just like, this is fucking Twitch action. This isn't even horror anymore. It wasn't scary. There wasn't any suspense. There wasn't any tension. It was just like, well, that was a nice shot. Hey, cool, you kicked it in the balls or, in the face. Whatever. It's like,
Well, I give you that,
It wasn't any good for me as a survival horror. If they called it anything other than Resident Evil, I might have enjoyed it. I mean, The Last of Us was sort of Resident Evil 5 done fucking right, because you don't need another player to have fun with it. And it was scarier. Holy shit. Hmm.
Yeah. See, for me, the whole definition for survival horror has been... your ammo count.
Clickers did honestly add a bit.
Play The Last of Us on hard.
It's like
when you start the game, hey, I've got this 9mm fucking Beretta thing that's got what, a 9-round mag?
Mm-hmm.
I've got fucking 4 bullets. Okay. Headshot is the only one shot kill for the weakest enemy.
Aren't other humans your weakest enemy?
Headshot is the only one-shot kill for your weakest enemy.
Which apparently is not human?
Well, the humans and the runners are... Well, the runners are recently converted humans. They haven't got the fungus shit growing out of their heads like the clickers, which have a built-in fucking riot shield over their face.
Oh, that's messed up.
Oh, you don't even know.
You don't even know.
You don't even know.
So, I would like for you to play this game.
Wait
and when
a
you,
minute.
Stop. When you play it, I want you to play it on hard, your first go through, because I want you to experience it as the last remaining survival horror game that actually succeeded at being scary.
I actually have to kind of disagree with that. There's one other series that has consistently freaked me the crap out.
Oh, which one's that?
Dead Space.
Well, fair enough. Dead Space.
I went into Dead.
Moments.
No, Dead Space 1 messed me up so bad. I went to Dead Space 2 paranoid.
To be fair, Dead Space 1 was kind of creepy, but it was also kind of lazy. How do you justify having a game with only, like, 4 different enemy types and they all look the same?
I don't care. Those 4 enemy types freak me the shit out.
Dead Space 3, on the other hand.
Oh, God. That killed the franchise right there, people.
I don't know, I haven't played 3. I know 2 had me
dude,
so...
Dude, 3 pretty much just turned it into a straight-up action game, if you will.
3 had its moments.
Hmm.
Particularly co-op.
Oh, wait. Okay, go ahead, Jason.
Does the co-op really help with the survival horror, or does it help boost the fact that it is more of an action game as opposed to...
I suppose it's sort of a wave-based game, but you get into the nightmares.
A friend of mine told me that the co-op part is what actually ruined the game for him.
Oh, did it?
Yes, he said because in Dead Space 1 and Dead Space 2, which I played, and I agree with him, he goes, when you walk into a room, when you step into an elevator, and you see there's a hole in the top of the vent...
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're up there like, you know, you walk in the elevator, you're standing like this, right? Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, right? But when there's a friend with you, your friend can, I'm going to cover the hole, you cover the elevator doors. So when the doors open, you blast whatever there, and I'm right here to watch your back. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you don't have to worry about anything coming down behind you, because you just stay a couple of steps behind your homie, and if anything jumps behind him to try to get him, you just blow his freaking head off. He said it took so much of the constant state of paranoia that somebody's going to jump out from behind you. He said it took it out of the game, having a friend with you.
That's the state of paranoia that I dislike about those games, is worrying about when the next jump scare is coming.
No, not necessarily jump scare, just enemy in a good position to attack you.
Something's
going to
jump out behind you.
No. There's a difference between a jump scare and an ambush. That game is, you don't know where the enemy can come from. That's the thing about it.
To be fair, an ambush is a jump scare. Frightens the shit out of me. I got ambushed.
No, an ambush doesn't... How the ambush? Like,
it's a fucking surprise attack. A surprise... A jump scare is a surprise attack.
Yeah, okay, I guess I have to get... I have to give that to you because I don't have an actual rebuttal at this moment, so I'll go ahead and allow that.
Just let it go for now.
I'll have to think about that until I drink more and forget about it.
Until I drink more and then come at you with all I've got.
Drink at it, come at us off the show.
I don't know, man. I found that game very creepy and very... Like, damn it, I don't have enough ammo. And you see this thing, it's like, and then, oh god, and, okay, the one, here, hold on, wait.
That is the experience that you're going to have with The Last of Us if you started on hard.
Now, I am kind of bringing up a little hope right now with some of the survival horror. After The Last of Us, if you will, there was this other game.
You didn't.
Well, fine.
I'm not going to count The Last of Us as a survival horror. Well,
are you kidding me? That is a survival horror. From what I saw on the like little clips I saw, that game was like
the last?
So okay.
To be fair, Joel is a badass, and Ellie throws bricks. So like, it's not as scary as it could be, but you're gonna find yourself in situations that make you question the very fabric of your own morality, and that to me is more scary than someone just popping the window out. It lasts longer. It has a more traumatic effect.
Okay, see, I played the game here, and I'm wondering, how the fuck did that ever come into the gameplay aside? Because what you're describing to me is a lot more based around just cinematic moments.
Well, not just cinematic moments, but story-wise, because that's a big portion of any sort of scary experience. For instance, did you ever sit around a campfire and tell each other scary stories?
They never messed with me.
The stories fucking mattered.
I was never one of those who were scared by those kind of stories.
No, but I see his point he's getting at, though.
Yeah.
But the stories
fucking
mattered.
I can't relate to that.
And you don't need stuff to be completely alien and ridiculous and fucking just difficult to figure out. You don't need, like Pyramid Head or fucking Slender Man or anything like that to make something scary.
Dude.
You need to make people internalize and not know the answer for the questions they're asking themselves.
I have a question to ask you, Dick.
Sure.
You're walking down a hallway.
Okay.
You have your SPOS 12.
All right. I got a SPOS 12. Okay.
You got one round in it.
Okay.
You hear click, 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 click. You poke your head around the corner, and you see two fully grown velociraptors.
Okay.
What the hell is scarier than that? Fuck a storyline. I got one round. We're in a hallway that's exactly 6 feet across. There's two raptors down that hallway. I have one SPOS 12 round left and a one trank dart left. Damn.
Time to find out if I'm a badass.
I got 3 9mm bullets left, and I have to go up against the clicker.
I'm sorry. You managed to get past that, and you're in the room, and then all of a sudden a Tyrannosaurus Rex's head comes through the wall.
Homie.
That was the game right there. Y'all in video game land know what I'm talking about.
What game was that?
Dino Crisis.
Oh, shit.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Sorry for the ear blast, folks. These two guys couldn't contain their exuberance.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what the fuck he was thinking, too.
Boom! Right through
your...
Fuck you. I'm like, really? 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 Yeah.
That's
no.
a game
okay.
series.
Tell me if that game didn't fuck with you.
When did Dino Crisis come out?
It was a 90s one as well.
Yeah, okay. When did The Last of Us come out?
Recently.
This fucking year. The original question was, is survival horror dead?
No.
I don't think so.
Wait, I was also answering the question that I asked you guys earlier. What game would you want to be brought back?
Okay.
Mine is Dino Crisis. Yeah. I want Dino Crisis, no ammo, because Dino Crisis 2 ruined the game and they allowed you to go to a freaking terminal and buy ammo.
What game do I want to be brought back? with...
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
The thing I think I like the most about Sega City, I'm not sure, I don't remember which recent game it was I don't remember if it was Daytona USA or another similar racing game, but
it probably was Daytona.
I think it was Daytona, and they had actually like 6 NASCAR
Daytona. Yep.
Body frames and insurmountable, like fucking
they had that
the
David
way
Buster's.
We think of gods as huge fucking screens in front of these actual car bodies on air suspension, so that when you turn the wheel and you bank a turn, the car you were sitting in banked the turn with you, and it felt so fucking good. And it was done right. And I think what I wanted the most out of Sega City was, instead of Daytona USA, I wanted to see them do that to Sega Rally.
That could have been cool.
Because I think that would have been the best hardware-software conglomeration they could have possibly had.
Burnout?
You can't do that.
And your spine and neck would probably break.
Jesus Christ. Imagine some of the takedowns. Like, we're not talking about Criterion. Criterion is awesome. We're talking about Sega. And how much we miss them and how much we loathe them for abandoning the cause.
I feel kind of bad, though, too, because in the great Nintendo-Sega war, I was on the side of Nintendo. And now
I'm sorry.
And now
you don't even know.
And now you understand, I am honestly regretting it. I am so regretting it.
The Sega had some hot shit.
I even supported Nintendo when they made Mortal Kombat's Blood Gray. That should have been my sign to jump ship.
I supported the Genesis when they gave us a code to put the actual blood back into the game. Nintendo had slightly better hardware than the Sega Genesis. But the Sega Genesis, I think, gave fewer fucks.
You know what kind of made it a little bit harder? Also harder?
By the way, the blood code for Mortal Kombat on the Sega Genesis, for those of you who don't know, is ABACADD.
Up, down, left, right, B, A, select, start.
That's Konami code, but everyone knows that. Everyone knows that right there.
So here's what made it difficult.
Even unborn kids know that.
That's right. Sega put out one game that made me just laugh at them, which that damn Echo game. I was like, I can't take you serious.
Echo was fucking fantastic.
I just couldn't take it serious.
Echo visually was fantastic, but as far as gameplay was concerned, it didn't really do too much for me.
But it was okay. It was a great big time waster before time wasters were really around.
Two games that forever I will give Sega their mad skill props for.
Sure.
Shakan the Forever Man. And Eternal Champions.
Eternal Champions was a game I was just about to bring up. Because Eternal Champions was one of those fighting games that you needed to have the 6-button controller for, because fuck pressing start when you want to change between light, medium, and heavy punch and light, medium, and heavy kick. The 6-button controller
combo
was made
four
for
down
Eternal
forward,
Champions.
YX start select. No, that'd be a crazy ass combo. No, Eternal Champions, that was the one game that I really envied, like, Sega for. Like, you know some PlayStation people who envy Xbox for Halo? Like, Halo. No. I was a Nintendo maniac, right? But I was like, I really wanted to play Eternal Champions.
I'm about to speak possibly some blasphemy right now, but I used to... I actually had a 6-button controller for the Sega Genesis for a while.
We're done.
I had a 6-button controller for the Sega Genesis when I previously owned one.
And so do my friends.
Now, the thing that I'm about to speak a fair amount of blasphemy on, I owned Shaq Fu as a kid.
Oh!
Shaq Fu
got
a lot more playable.
Over our time,
yes, we're
going to bid you all a fond farewell and good
game, guys.
Good game, guys.